WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Hello and welcome to Radio Rubber Room, broadcasting live from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, WHAN 1430 AM, and just talking to you guys, dead center of the universe, and also 102.9 FM and www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We've got Horsehead, I was told, here tonight.
It looks more to me like the Dimmer twins are here. I don't see a Horsehead.
I fooled you.
No, I'm starting to doubt. Do you guys have a? Is there another? Are there other members in your band?
I promise there are.
Yeah, I don't believe it because I've known you guys for over a year now, and I have seen you guys, but I've never seen other band members.
We keep them in a stasis. They're in like a cryostasis. These pods. And they only come out when they're needed to play their instruments.
Dude, that sounds so relaxing. And very inexpensive. Is there a large like electric bill that comes with keeping your band?
Oh
in
yeah,
pods?
I mean okay. We don't make any money from the band. I mean, the shows make millions, but it all goes into keeping those guys in their cryo gel.
I'm a workaholic who is also inherently lazy. How can I get into your band?
You're going to have to buy you one of your cryo cells.
Oh, I have to buy my own?
Yeah, everybody has to buy their own cryo cell.
Damn it. But you guys maintain it, though.
We do maintain it.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. The cryo cells, really not that expensive. They're only like $39.99. The maintenance, whoo-wee.
I'm in, man. As long as you guys are working to maintain me.
Are those guys part of like a duo that we can get in here maybe next time?
The other half? Maybe they should come in and play some of the songs, just the two of them.
Yeah. Drums and bass.
Yeah. Drums and bass.
That would be interesting.
And just like a new some backing style vocals, of music.
You know? Oh, well, we can play your appearance here over their appearance. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and see what happens. That might sound really good.
Really.
Especially like the interview parts.
Yeah.
That could get crazy. The interview segments would be incredible. But yeah, so we're going to hear some tunes from you now. Last time you guys were on the show, you came as the Dimmer Twins.
Right.
This time you're coming as Horsehead with the Dimmer. So, I mean.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Can we say.
Is it hard to get those guys to come out?
No.
No, we did a TV thing this morning for Channel 6.
Yeah.
Oh, Channel 6. Cool. Channel 6 will come out to Channel 6. Well, let's go ahead and tell everyone about the rest of the bandmates.
Greg Brooks is on drums nowadays, and Randy Mendocino on the bass, keeping our beats fat and our bass tight.
Dope beats all day long, yo.
All day. Yeah.
So, how was Channel 6 this morning?
It was fun.
Yeah,
We haven't done anything like that before. So
it was fun and early.
Now, did you guys
really early?
Did you guys dress as nice when you went on Channel 6 as you have tonight, coming on our show?
Same tuxes.
Nice, nice.
We've had them on all day long. That's why I have a pizza stain on the cover.
Yeah, sorry about the smell.
Well, I feel like you rent a tux, you want to get the most out of it.
Right.
The most out of it.
It is a day rental.
So. Day rental. So I have to return at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Well, very good. I'm glad you guys kept them on. They smell great, by the way.
They do.
They smell fantastic.
It's the pizza.
Smell like a horse head.
Awesome. Awesome.
So that's CBS News.
Dude, your mic is so stupid right now.
Mine is?
Sean's.
Do I sound awesome?
No, you do.
Maybe to a robot.
Let me tell you how stupid my radio that I'm listening to the radio show through in is.
Huh. It looks good.
It sounds super robot.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the radio does?
The whole radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, radios are robots.
Also, there's like another 102.9. I imagine it's in like Charlottesville or something.
Are you you're hearing that a little bit too?
Yeah, it's like an opera. It's very moving. So
you tear up. The show's just been elevated.
I feel like it's not good that the other station is bumping into that station inside the radio station.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
Not at all. Not at all.
How's the reception? Well, it's okay at the station. It's okay at the station. We had a blast last night at Republic Manifestivus in Thumper. Killed it last night.
That's Isaac Fretten's band, right?
Yeah, he's playing drums in it, yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't come out.
I didn't, man. I'm working two full-time jobs, and I have this stupid radio show to do. Oh.
And then next week, don't forget to come out and see us Wednesday, too. The Northerners and Brother Bill. We'll be rocking out. That's going to be a great show. And then coming up soon, November 18th, the one-year anniversary of the Richmond Music Review. Fantastic. Super stoked about the lineup. We got Downbeat Switch from the original lineup returning. Psychobilly Cadillac, the first band we ever had on Radio Rubber Room.
Yep.
And the Kindling Kind and the Southern Bells.
First 50 people to show up, they get bags of swag.
Bags of swag.
Gift bags.
Isn't there some sort of best dress concept?
$100, best dressed. I'm trying to get an orange tux, just so you guys know.
Yeah, save those tuxes, guys.
Because we're going to try to do it upright, man. Champagne toast.
Got my tux already.
Do you?
I do.
Where'd you get it?
Grandpa's tool shed.
Nice. What's it smell like?
Mothballs. And Vaseline.
Well, fantastic. It is time to take a break. We're going to be back with more of Horsehead, and we're going to talk to the guys and hear some tunes. But right now, this is Sajak with Mean Streak.
Robot voice.
You got the ways, you got the means, you got the cunning skills. Everybody at your feet get kicked around. I got the mind, I got the sense, I got the evidence. Pull the rug when you think you are solid ground. Say you're gonna run away, that you're coming back someday. You want my head, baby, no way. They got the shots, they got the tapes, they got us dead to rights. We're looking guilty and it's 25 to life. We got a plan, we got a crew, we're calling.
The Republic. small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I. Known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon. And when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music. Sean S. Austin I will go down as the single greatest single-key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and A-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
We were hiding from have it all like Rylan said we should. Shake off that shortness, breath and tremble you feel in your bones. Blazing straight through the bad streets, scream through the pain. Yet our lungs, we grew up on good intentions, but open mouths kept filling up with lies. I can't see you dancing and singing, trading out your heartache for a smile. Still we hold out the emptiest arms in.
That was Horsehead live here on Radio Rubber Room. Tell us about that one, guys. If you like. You don't have to.
Sure.
If it's like...
It's a song, Derek.
It is?
Yeah.
It's a song.
They play instruments.
That song started with just the phrase, emptiest arms in the world. I liked the way that sounded.
Mm-hmm.
Emptiest arms in the world. It really just has to do with kind of...
Need?
Flashing back. On childhood.
Oh, really?
Growing up. Your first car.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm still driving my first car.
Doing everything you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're still driving your first car?
Yeah, bad boy.
What is it, a Honda?
It is, yeah.
Those are the ones that last. My first one was a Honda.
That wasn't your first car, was it?
I didn't own one until you met me.
Really?
I've shared my father's over the years.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, guys, last time you were here, it was like episode 35, over a year ago. You guys had just put out the album, or recently put out the album.
As you can see, we've renovated. I don't know if you noticed. We have new mics.
It's beautiful in here now.
Yeah. We have new microphones. That's about it.
Yeah. Just put out the album, recently put out the album before the Bright Lights. And now you've got another one coming out, correct?
Got a new one coming, yeah. Sympathetic Vibrations.
Oh, man, I was going to guess after the Bright Lights. Or during the Bright Lights.
You
threw me off with that one. So what's it called? What's this one called?
Sympathetic Vibrations.
Well, awesome.
Yeah.
What
inspired that? It's
It's got a lot of meanings.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, as musicians do, we try to be clever.
Uh-huh.
And when you have a phrase that has a lot of meanings, that's our... easy way of into being clever. So,
okay.
You know.
What are some of those meanings?
When you have something sitting on a table and you're playing music loud,
mm-hmm.
and that, like a glass, and it vibrates,
okay,
like a sympathetic vibration.
Yeah.
But also between people, you know, when people can kind of tell how you're feeling, if you're having mm-hmm. a bad day, somebody else can tell. It's mm-hmm. a sympathetic vibration.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot. So, when's it coming out?
It comes out November 13th.
That's coming up.
Yeah, it's next Tuesday. But we're doing the show for the CD release on Saturday night.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
The 17th?
This coming Saturday.
Oh, this coming Saturday.
Yeah, the 10th.
Oh. Yeah.
In, what, 2 days?
Yeah. Yeah. 2 days.
Where's that at?
Gallery 5, huh?
Oh, that was, I think Sean said something.
I didn't hear that. What'd you say?
I was just making conversation.
I didn't hear
it. I read the scoop from Jason Roop every week. I think it's a fantastic newsletter. Really keeps you updated on all kinds of things, like politically, what's going on in the city, all that good stuff. They mentioned you guys were the musicians. They got mentioned for the album release party at Gallery 5. So when I read it, I was like, awesome, they're going to be, you know, came out today. I was like, they're going to be on my show today. Well, and then I was so disappointed to find out it was only the Dimmer Twins.
If we had known that you guys had renovated the place and it was so palatial, we would have put the other two guys along.
I mean, you gotta. It is an expense getting them out, in and out of those things, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That costs a fortune,
it
I bet.
It goes into the maintenance costs, yeah. But, you know.
So, I guess, what's the difference on this album? For everyone who's familiar with the last Horsehead album, what are they expecting on this one? Have you grown in this year? Except taller. You both have gotten taller. A little taller, I feel.
There's a lot more guitar tracks on this record.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, really? A lot of layers, or you guys brought in a bunch of guitarists to play at the same time?
There were 80 guitarists in the studio.
Holy smokes!
It was awesome. It was the guitar-me of the Guitarmageddon.
Oh, man, I hope I never hear that.
And they were all playing different notes.
Oh, man.
Same chord.
Nobody was harmonizing at all.
No.
Oh, no, no.
No, they played every note on the fretboard at one time.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
My ears are bleeding thinking about that.
So, other does that sum it up then?
No, I mean it is a growth. I mean the last record, I guess it was just simpler. But
it's a good record, really good record.
Thanks,
oh, thank you, man.
The new one I think is a big growth in the songwriting. I think I tried a lot of new things with the songwriting on this record. The new one, there's one song on the record called John Adams. It's a story about a boxer. I'd never really written anything that was just kind of a story. It didn't even really have a chorus to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a story song. And I think it turned out well. It's just, tried some different things that I'm really, really happy with how they turned out.
I've noticed one thing. I haven't heard the new record, but I know what's different about the new record is you cut your hair off, man.
I did cut my hair off a week ago, yeah.
Dude, I mean, look at me. I'm actually glad because you make me feel more comfortable sitting around you because, you know, your beautiful head of flowing locks is a little intimidating at times.
I grew mine out a little bit.
And it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It does. It really does. And Dan, it still doesn't compare. I mean,
no, not at all.
Are you
I can't even see you anymore. That computer is like blocking the view of you now.
Are you guys going to be shooting for a vinyl release of this new album?
We're hoping so. We'll just have to see how the sales of the CD go. We did vinyl with the last one. It's a big expense, as you probably know. And
I make pressings of me speaking all the time.
Man, do you want to fund our record then?
So how are the sales on the last one? Get a bunch of them gone?
We did all right, yeah. It helped pay for the new record aside. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's some costs. We did a Kickstarter for the new record, mm-hmm. which helped us finish it. But this record was also a lot more expensive than the last one because we spent a lot more time on it.
Yeah, you guys are really good friends with Jay down at Deep Grooves, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got a real good relationship.
I used to work for him at Plan 9.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
And is that where they can get your last album? And
yeah, they can get Before the Bright Lights on vinyl there, and then pretty much anywhere you can get the new one. Most of our CDs, because they've been pretty well distributed, if they don't have it, they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, Plan 9 is definitely a place you can go to get that stuff.
Yeah.
Too.
Now, the kids these days, I don't think they get like physical copies of music. I mean, what if there was one of those people listening to the show, one of those people, could they could they consume your music online?
iTunes, Amazon, anywhere. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It is readily available. It's a click away.
Awesome. So convenient.
And right? About $10.
Yeah.
You can even go to our website.
What would that be?
Right there. That would be horseheadmusic.com.
That's pretty easy to remember.
We like to keep it simple.
Yeah. We didn't throw any numbers in there or anything.
That's good. I mean, that's good, that clarity. Now, where did you guys record the album?
We did it at Snake Oil again, mm-hmm. With Dano. The same place we did the last record, yeah.
You know, I keep talking to people about because a lot of people are using Snake Oil. I've been hearing him mix, and I'm not saying he wasn't a good engineer before, but he is just getting better and better and better every time I hear his mixes. So
yeah,
Do you feel like it was easier getting this one done the second time around in there?
No. There were a lot of options.
No,
I mean,
it wasn't him, that's for sure.
No, he made everything easy. We went through a lot of stuff in the last year. I mean, we've been making this record for the last year. We lost our old drummer. I mean, it's been a blessing in the end.
Where'd you lose him?
at the airport?
We left him at the airport on accident. to make the plane tickets cheaper, we put him as luggage.
Oh,
we checked him. It never showed up in Richmond. We just figured.
He's probably in China.
Nice.
He may be. He may have gotten routed to China.
He's probably a lead musician in China, too. The American drummer.
Yeah.
Because that's how they talk in China.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, it's time to take a break. We're going to be back with more of Horsehead, some more tunes, some more talking about things and whatnot. But right now, this is the Southern Bells with Wave.
The air it sure smells cleaner way up here. I'm losing problems and some fears. The wind has a way of always cleaning you all. And these trees love to lead you into the deepest of thought.
God, your abs look magnificent. Thank you. Now check out this triple backflip.
You are always showing me up, God.
Why don't you take your t-shirt off and jump in?
You know, as soon as I hit the water, it's going to boil away, and I'll just be standing there looking like an idiot.
Don't worry about it, I'll just summon more water and turn it into wine.
Good Lord, it's not even noon, man.
You're ugly.
And have your body ravaged by giant octopus monsters. Come over here, you little brat.
Hey, you, with the t-shirt on. Oh, no running, bro.
Do you have any idea who I am? I am the Dark Lord Beelzebub. I will summon a legion of acid-spitting demon babies on your ass.
That's it, brah. You're out of here.
Preposterous! Fireball!
Not another burning lifeguard situation. Miracle! Satan! What's wrong? You don't usually shoot fireballs at innocents.
Innocent? You and I both know that God is going to hell!
Satan, you're not being honest with yourself.
Oh, Lord God, you are all-knowing. The armies of flaming dino skeletons just aren't tormenting souls like they used to.
Have you tried talking to them?
No! They are invalids!
Well, maybe if you showed them that chair, get them a gift.
Thanks, God. I'll stop at Crank and Barrel on the way back to hell! You know how they love scented candles.
Exercising, feeling healthy, and eating right. It's the secrets to a more fulfilling lifestyle with Sean from Radio Rubber Room. Seize the day.
Yeah! If you're having trouble affording food for you and your dog, just buy dog food. It tastes delicious when you put milk into it, just like cereal. Besides, that hound will make a delicious meal one day.
Hola, señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Chaco Bottom, for 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
I'm Radley, Radley Rockwell Man, greatest rocker ever lived. I've written, recorded, and produced more platinum albums than even I know about. Do you wish you could be as awesome a frontman as I? Well, now you can, man. Come to Radley Rockwell's Rock and Roll Rock Shop for young rockers who want to be better frontmen in rock and roll bands. Or ARRARRFYRWWTBFIRRB. Not everyone gets into the rock shop who applies. Too fat, too ugly, too good looking. What are you, a woman? Don't be ridiculous, man. Like one of our first alumni, Keith Richards, you must maintain a blood alcohol content of at least 3.5% or higher at all times. Enroll in classes like how to not choke on your vomit, the correct way to destroy your equipment, where to score the most best drugs, hair care, power sliding, music theory, and how to amplify your package 101, 201, 301, and remedial. You think you're already a badass? Well, you're not, because you haven't taken my class, man. Is your band already on the road? Take one of our correspondence courses and we'll get on the bus and come to you. Do you need financial aid? It's available. Already think you're an established rocker? Well, you're never going to be the greatest rocker who ever lived. But you can come close if you take my class, man. For more information, go to rrrarrfyrwwtbirrb.com.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
Do you need a place to keep your money before you use it? Where Fells Wargo? Where a bank? You can totally trust us because we're good with money. For just dollars a day, you'll know that your money is safe with us. Need somewhere to put your money before you give it to other people? Well, for a menial fee, you'll know your associate will get most of the money, as we'll only take a small percentage. Transferring money from one account to the other? We'll barely charge for that. Trying to get a mortgage can be tough, but not with us. APR financing as low as 90%. Need a loan? Just kidding. Can't pay? Now accepting children. Don't have enough money? We'll take some off your hands. Got too much? Here, have some more. Are you totally rich? You could never spend all of your money in two lifetimes. We are, so we know what it's like. Bank with us at Fells Wargo. We love your money even more than you do. Money.
Yeah! Viper Crover here. And you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
Raise your head up to the sunlight. Feel the heat on your face. We've been hanging here for a while. We got time to waste. Feel the wind through your fingertips. Breathe that cool air in. Surrender to the moment, girl. Ain't no saint, no apostle can't remit no sin. Stay. Heavy. dancer with no signature step. Gambled on skill and never love. Don't be a moving target. Don't be a moving target. Don't be a moving target. Don't be a moving target.
Target by Horsehead.
Say that again.
That was Moving Target by Horsehead. The Glimmer Twins? The Dimmer Twins?
The Dimmer Twins.
One of those guys.
Now, you guys been playing out as Dimmer Twins at all recently?
We have, yeah.
Where can guys catch you as the Dimmer Twins?
The soonest show we have is in Lynchburg next Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have something at the Camel coming up. You know when that is?
Oh, yeah.
There's something near the end of this
right
month.
After,
something at the Camel.
Right, something at the Camel, right? Near the end of this month.
Yes.
Now, anybody else on the bill with you guys for the release of Gallery 5 coming up?
Yeah. Playing first is Matt Connor, who's from RPG.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing some solo stuff lately, and it's really, really good.
Yeah.
He's playing first. And then, I don't know if you guys have heard of Grease Trigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Russell and the guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, love Grease Trigger.
Yeah.
And that's Friday night.
Saturday night.
Kai, Dusty's their drummer permanently now, right? Is Dusty there?
I don't know. I don't know them.
Dusty Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not know if he's the permanent guy.
Okay.
But he is a good guy.
As far as I know.
Great drummer.
Yeah. As far as I know, yes. But I don't know for sure either.
They're another one of those bands that, like, the whole band never made it to the show.
Just fractions. Didn't we have inclement weather for that one?
Oh, he's talking about on the show.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay,
Impotent weather?
Yeah, impotent weather. Well, you know, we're in that subtropical region.
It was too beautiful of a day. It was too nice of a day for that. Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, great bunch of musicians in that band. Yeah. You guys haven't seen them before?
Haven't seen them. I actually hadn't heard them until, I don't know, a couple months ago when Kevin brought
the
idea.
I sold Russell an amp, and I sort of checked the band out, mm-hmm. and I was like, we got to get these guys on a show. They're
fantastic.
Great. I was blown away. I was surprised I hadn't heard them before.
Yeah, very great band.
Russell has exceptional, like, vocal control, too, man. He's really, really good vocal control.
I think you're in love with Russell's vocal control.
No.
I think Marcel might be on to something.
I've heard you speak of the vocal control many times.
Vocal control.
Dude, I don't know enough about music to be able to talk about the few things that I can talk about.
Except for vocal control.
Kevin, you string your guitar really well.
Thank you.
I feel like you have a good stance, too.
Thank you very much.
You want to hold it in that sideways fashion, I've heard.
I do.
That is the best thing.
It really is. It's so comfortable.
And what time does the show get started, too, by the way?
Doors are at 8.
Doors are at 8.
And then things will probably get underway 8:30, 8:45.
Fantastic. You're looking forward to it.
Oh, man.
Hell yes.
How excited are you? A scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to go with 8.765.
It's pretty high.
That's pretty high. Yeah.
I'm going to go a little bit higher.
50? Whoa, dude.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
So you're going to be amped.
Yeah.
You're going to be jumping around
all over the place. I might blow a gasket. It might happen.
No, just to get a little bit of a, you know, something to gauge that by, where are you for like a regular show, not an album release, if you're 8.5 for your album release?
Well, see, we're 2 days before it right now.
Yeah.
As you get closer,
it's going to get a little...
It ratchets up.
You guys have had a long day, too.
Yeah.
Channel 6 this morning.
Right, yeah. Jason, feeling it now. We had to be there at 7:45 this morning.
Jason Roop with Style Weekly mentioning you in his newsletter. Mm-hmm. Now you're on Radio Rubber Room. I mean, do you really need an album release party this week?
It's a powerful day.
I mean, you guys could do the rock star thing and just not show up.
We could just have the enjoy that playing music thing a little bit.
Just leave the CDs out there.
Well, I mean, you can just like do it somewhere else.
Shove money into.
We've moved the show. Last minute notice.
So this is like the third album by y'all, right? Coming out.
This is the fourth one.
Fourth.
Yeah. Time to start like other projects or anything like solo. Any y'all, you guys trying to go solo?
No, I mean Horsehead kind of started. It got started as being my solo project, but I never really liked the idea of just having my name as the, you know, the solo project name. I always wanted to call it a band. And then Kevin and I played together for 15 years now. We played in another band together before this, and it was just natural that he played on it. And then once we assembled all the musicians, it just felt like a band, so it was... You know, it didn't, you know, wasn't a solo project, you know.
Now, December's coming up. You guys did something with Gold Rush last December, right? Was that the Ghost of...
Yeah, we did the Ghost of Pop last... Uh-huh. Did we do it last year?
Yeah.
It was last year, yeah.
I think so.
Do you know if that's going on this year?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about it. Usually I hear something by now, but I don't know.
Because that was a cool event. I didn't make it out, but a lot...
It is. There's a lot of cool bands that usually do that, yeah.
I know that in... December, there is another thing going on that'll be in the AM that I actually talked to Perbiro about a little bit this week. I'm doing a gig at the Science Museum, which is part of their guitar exhibit.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the day that I'm playing is also the Trojans are playing that same day. So he had talked about maybe doing something like that where it was... We did something a few years back. It was a benefit called Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And... We may do something like that, but I don't know. That's up to Premier.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So it was a benefit. Were you guys like, was it like Toys for Tots, or you just trying to raise money for?
It was Freedom House.
Oh, cool! Perfect.
It was a similar. It's another shelter, but it was. I don't think it was for Freedom House.
Oh, okay.
You know, I like Freedom House, but you know, I've been looking, and I appreciate the fact that people, you know, are trying to. We're only as strong as our weakest link, and so, you know, you have to do nice things, but kind of protect yourself to help the homeless, because obviously the homeless can not only be something that holds our city back a little bit, but, you know, it can create problems for people. So I was thinking, you know, Freedom House and other nonprofits, they do a great job with helping by clothing, feeding the homeless, providing them with... hygienic products, which is great, but I've noticed that, you know, though it's helped, it hasn't completely eradicated the problem. So I was thinking that I would start my own nonprofit when I'm older and a philanthropist, working from a different angle in conjunction with things like Freedom House, working as opposed to working from the inside out by feeding them, keeping them warm. I'd like to start working from the outside in. And I'd really like to start dressing up the homeless in very high quality clothing, Italian suits, tailored suits, top hats, tuxedos. I mean, think about what a difference it would make for this city if you've got all these homeless people running around in like really, really regal and prestigious outfits.
Except they're covered in like
top hats,
like tails all over the city.
Man.
They're covered absolutely.
And honestly, the idea, I think, I know where you got this idea. Sean, who was recently, congratulations, not homeless anymore.
Yes.
You know, he was very well dressed last week.
But wasn't he the first one in the project?
He was.
Oh,
he
that
inspired
was
actually, me. Yes, he did inspire
and
me.
All of a sudden, you know, you put a nice suit on the guy, and all of a sudden, he's not homeless anymore.
I mean, you know, I dress like a pauper myself, but what I noticed is Sean, when he changed his wardrobe... smile, face lit up, you know, changed the whole dynamic of this radio show. Think if, you know, if we had the homeless running around in fantastic clothing, I mean, like Prada, Gucci, you know, Louis Vuitton bags. I mean, think about what a difference it would make in this city. So
I think Freedom House, Prada and Gucci and all would probably get behind it and, like, donate the clothes.
That would be awesome.
I think you're onto something.
I'm telling you. I mean, Freedom House, great thing. So if anybody's listening, please donate to Freedom House. But when I get my nonprofit kicked off, I think me and Freedom House, we can do stuff together.
Parallel.
And really, yeah, we can attack the problem from both sides. So look out for that.
When I grow up,
gold.
I'm ready.
When I grow up, I want to help people and not make money.
That's what I do every day, Sean.
Well, very nice, very nice. So it is about time to get to another break. Actually, we got a little more time. But if you want to run through where everyone can find out more about Horsehead, catch the music, find out about upcoming dates and things.
Horseheadmusic.com. It is the portal to everything about Horsehead. It'll get you to Facebook. It'll get you to YouTube. It'll get you to iTunes. It'll get you anywhere that our music
is. You guys are on the Twitter.
We're on the Tweeters.
On the Reverb Nation.
No. Yep.
We're on there. Yeah.
Is there any site you're not on, just so no one goes in the wrong direction for a little while?
Does Dig still exist? We're not on there.
Yeah, I think so. Dig.
So not on Dig.
Not on there.
And I don't think we're on Reddit.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that one.
Earlier you said it was horseheadband.com?
No. Horsehead Music.
Okay. Correction.
Okay. No.
Okay. I'm going to go back into the live webcast and then delete that earlier portion.
YouTube, can find some YouTube stuff?
Yes, we have a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Horsehead Music.
Got some good, like, all live stuff? Or are you guys going to
there's a few, like, there's some a lyric video for that first song we played tonight. Mm-hmm. There are quite a few little things.
And there's something coming in the next... In the very near future that we can't say much about at the moment, but there's...
Oh, I'd love to hear more about that right now.
Is there nudity in it? Is there nudity in it?
Cross my fingers. Yes, that's all it is.
Yes. Yes, I love nudity.
The horse head porn video.
That's got to be... Dude, that's got to be way better than pterodactyl porn. I just got Have you guys seen that? Pterodactyl porn?
I've heard the pee is silent.
Yeah, it is. You should see it. Let's just say that there's one girl and there's three guys dressed as pterodactyls flapping their wings. And
nice.
And screeching the whole time.
And now I know you're not joking.
I'm not. I'm serious.
That's the only kind of porn that I like.
It's all I watch now. I'm actually watching it right now on the computer. I
got a glimpse of it. It looks
I was wondering why I hadn't seen your hands in a while.
So actually, I'm using my feet.
Wow.
Whoa.
Talent.
Talent. Nothing but talent.
Awkward. On a scale of 1 to 10, how awkward do you feel right now?
Actually, I'm at about 3.186, I think.
Thanks,
all right,
guys.
That helps us gauge how excited you are becoming for your show this weekend. That's good. It's good to have that gauge. I like that a lot. All right, guys, it is time to take a little break. This is the People's Blues of Richmond with Only Insane.
I'd say I'm dressed to underestimate the effects these drugs are taking on my brain. My friends say try it.
Rubber Room. It's the best thing on the air every Thursday at 10 p.m. on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM.
now made with 100% more radium.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. We're live, 102.9 FM. Nobody caught that. It's all right. They were just saying some fantasies during the break. Heard of that. I caught that. We are live right now. How are you guys doing, Dimmer Twins?
Doing good.
Good. Fantastic. Doing good. It's time for 10 minutes with Sean and the band. I'm Sean. You're the band.
All right.
So
cool.
We do a little 10 minutes, you know.
In honor of your... And the 10 minutes is starting in 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Cool. I have one riveting question, so I'm going to have to stretch it out over the course of the whole 10 minutes.
Just one question?
No, I was just... Maybe there's two. It depends on the answer to the first question.
If we keep doing this, then we can make one question last 10
minutes. Yeah, definitely. That's the way, that's how we do it here.
I'm just trying to help you.
We're going to throw
a
lot of...
this is professional radio here. All right?
We can make this happen.
We're not three hacks just trying to put together a crappy show. All right?
I'm going to throw in a lot of, and, in honor of y'all's new record, Sympathetic Vibrations, I brought in a record of my own. Maybe you can talk about a little influences here. It's this album right here. For those of you at home, I'm going to hold it up to the microphone. So.
I hear that.
Dude, it's really loud in here. It's really loud in here.
It's Smiley Smile by the Beach Boys, mostly noted for having good vibrations on it. So I was wondering, like, is there some kind of connection there? Would I be wrong to say? Do you know that song? Are you familiar with this band?
I know that band.
Beach Boys.
I know that song, but
I think they're from the 60s.
We're very connected to that record in that it contains music, as does ours. Oh.
The connection is made, so just a coincidence then. Cool. Well, this is a great album.
We are big fans of the Beach Boys. I mean,
absolutely.
Maybe you could have like a song on your Sympathetic Vibrations called Frowny Frown.
There is a song with almost as many tracks as there might be on that record.
Yeah.
You know? Well, this whole record probably has like, it's just Brian Wilson's voice a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so it's great.
A lot.
It's great. You know, I love it. So my first question is for this gentleman.
Okay.
I've had the pleasure of hearing you play guitar live on the radio from that room over there, and also during the sound check, like doing a little whatever, Hocus Pocus by Focus, you know, just
we
busted
that
out of nowhere. What is the extent of your guitar skills?
Infinity.
Like, no, can you play two guitars at one time and tap them?
He has his own guitar picks.
Can you, like, slide two acoustics?
I have my own guitar picks.
It has his face on it.
Really? That is a legend.
Are you really? You have your face on your guitar
Show
picks?
The listeners.
Oh,
can.
Man.
Yeah, hold it up to the
See,
microphone.
Look at that, guys.
That is
look
amazing.
At that.
That is a perfect likeness.
I hope that's coming through clear in full color.
I only use guitar picks made out of human bone.
That is amazing.
It is. Sounds so good.
The extent of my guitar skills is ever expanding.
Always
that's
learning.
That's all I can say. The minute I stop learning, I'll probably be dead.
You don't just want to wake up one day and be like, that's enough.
No, I don't think I can do that. I tried to put that in the guitar for a week about 10 years ago. Everybody around me hated me that week.
Just were you irritable?
I was irritable. I need it. Mm.
He's being modest. He's he's better than Ry Cooder and Eddie Van Halen combined.
Whoa.
Well, combined, they are useless. So
it's kind of a gimpy.
It's like two left hands. You know, it's like a weird.
What if you got one right hand and one left hand, though?
That's good.
You know, it might that be, good, be good, but one hand might be doing really fast stuff, and the other one might be doing kind of like chicken picking.
Yeah, you know, you never know. I've always had this problem since I was little. Like, some people are lefty and some are righties, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's normal. Some people are ambidextrous.
It's
I'm
true.
Just adextrous.
So I can't use either hand.
I always feel like I'm using the wrong hand. It's not good at all. I'll be like playing a song in the middle of it on the guitar. I'm like, oh,
we're talking about guitar playing.
This way. I'm talking about life in general.
Okay. Yeah. I was
it
elsewhere.
Just always feels like I'm using my wrong hand. Like if I'm bowling or rolling the dice, you know, whatever
rolling
it is.
The dice.
So like. Both you guys combined, like 300 pounds, right? Something like that.
No, I think I could go close to 300 by myself.
So,
I'm the other 30
you weigh
pounds.
Like 90. So. How many 10-year-olds do you think you could beat up? Because there's this third grade class that is really
are like in a line, or
they are against me. No, they are coordinated.
They're coordinated. Oh, yeah.
They're surrounding.
It's a planned attack.
Are they locked arm in arm? That's the real question.
Whatever fighting style that 10-year-olds use, the
boys
most.
Or girls?
It's called Red Rover.
It's mixed.
Mixed.
Oh man,
boys and girls. You can punch the girls though. It's okay. They're 10.
Well, those are the ones I'm most scared of.
Yeah.
Because they probably hit puberty by that time. And they're like huge, gangly. You know.
I think I could take 10 of them.
Hormonal.
I think 10.
10 10-year-olds.
10. Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Both of you guys, 10 each.
10.
So the three of you guys.
So the two of us could take a classroom, probably.
It's about 30 some kids in classroom. So I think the three of you guys combined will still probably get beaten up.
That is so violent. I don't even know why you guys would think of that kind of thing. That is absurd. The correct answer is 0. I would never hit a 10-year-old. They're 10. They don't know any better.
Well played, sir.
I don't know. By 10, they should know better.
Well, that's fair. Feel like you just like, how many punches does it really take to take out a 10-year-old? Like, one hook to the head, you know? I think
right, gonna, that's what I'm saying, 10.
They're going to start crying.
But see, you're going to get tired after like 6.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm going to find the littlest one and pick him up by the ankle like he's a morning star. Hit other kids with him.
Wait a minute, why would you do that to a kid?
I'm very violent and absurd. I think about that kind of thing when I'm hanging outside elementary schools. And I'm like,
well,
how
why
many
are you hanging
those?
Outside elementary schools, too?
How many of those? Because I want to know how many kids I could beat up. I'm trying to size them up. I'm like, 10.
Sizing up the kids.
Definitely those 10. Those are the nerdy kids. But those jockey types, you got to worry about them.
It's the ones who can do the monkey bars all the way across.
It's true.
You want no part of them.
Neither of you guys have ever been hit in the side of the head with a wiffle ball bat, have you?
Yeah.
Probably at some point.
I totally have. Yeah.
I used to be great at math and really lingual. Wiffle ball bat.
Maybe. You know, but on cartoons, if they hit you again, it fixes it. Maybe you should try it.
We tried that, and then science. Gone.
Gone. So you're scared to try it anymore? Yeah.
The next time, I might just not have English skills.
You know? I think you lost those as well. Yeah. Or pretty close to it.
That was in the great Yerb accident of 2010. Which I was hit by a bicyclist.
That's not fun.
Well, a bicycle. It was hanging from the ceiling.
Ah.
What was a anyone tragedy riding that was.
Was it like on hooks?
Oh, yeah. It was up there.
And the hooks broke?
No, I just walked into it.
Oh.
It was there for a long time, apparently.
So you ran into a bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I have a lot of bad luck with, like, steering my body. The problem is that I think I'm only as wide as, like, my eyes. So, like, I'm like, I can fit through that crack. And then I'm, like, stuck, and the fire trucks come in and all that, like, every other day. You know, they know my name now. And they always have the Vaseline ready, and I slip right out.
Slide right out.
Slide right through.
You should be preemptive and just coat yourself in Vaseline when you go out.
I'm surprised that they're not like, what are you doing in the air ducts of this elementary school? You know, I'm just like, I was fixing, you know? My pet
trying
cat
to get my math skills
here.
Back. Right?
Exactly. Exactly that. 1, 2, 3 10-year-olds that I can take.
That's right.
That's 30-year-old right there. Still counts. Still counts. I had another riveting question, but we're going to have to wait for next time.
Really? I think you got time.
I was just kidding about the question. I don't have it. So, recently, what do you guys think the best way to not hit deer in my car is?
Deer whistles.
Do they have that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
I was thinking I could like rub like bear pheromones, because I have that.
That
bear
might
pheromones?
Work. But they actually do make deer whistles.
Yeah.
You put them on your car and...
Wow.
Emits some high-pitched sound that they don't like.
And they
cool.
They, like,
they
avoid.
Avoid.
Maybe they're like, I'm going to commit suicide into that thing like an Arab or something.
It's it's not
a jihadist deer.
Have you hit a deer before?
Yeah, I just hit a deer the other day, and the weird thing is that I feel like the deer just melded with my car. And now I have some kind of mutant
it's still
deer
there?
Car. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it like two wheels and two legs? Or?
Yep.
It's really cool. It's got a I wouldn't complain about that.
It's got a rack.
That's
got a
awesome.
Rack too.
It gets 18 miles to the gallon and a pint of grass. It's just nice. Grazing right now. The problem is nice. That I it's hard to get it to come towards me. Like, I see it in the parking lot, and I'm like, oh, there it is. And it sees that I've seen it, and it's gone. So,
you got to keep a flashlight. Shine a light on it.
Oh, and it'll be totally
gone. Yeah, it'll stay still.
The problem is that I feel like it will just try to like get me to go in front of the paths of other cars. Like, that is a major danger. Yeah. To me. Like, my car is just going to be like, oh, there's a car, so I might as well jihad on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
Which I feel like that's what they're doing. They're like, that's what happened to my friend. It was that car. You know, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
My car's been through a lot, like fires and all kinds of stuff.
But you said it's still the first one.
Yep.
So it's holding up. It's
one time I drove it off a building onto another building. It was so cool. It was cool.
I saw that in a movie.
Yeah, this Last Action Matrix Hero. Move with it.
Dude, I bust out backflips in it, barrel rolls.
I'm
you know,
thinking
Bourne. Ride up on two movies. Wheels. All the cool things that you can imagine doing with my car. I like.
Do you
my
ever
car.
Put it on one wheel and one leg?
No, not yet. I'm gonna have to try that out. Yeah. Pop a wheelie with it, you know.
Yeah, you got to catch your car first.
Oh yeah, that's
but
the
it's
trick.
It's about time to play a song.
Yes,
that was
it
10
is.
Minutes with Sean, man. Good, yeah. Good work. Good work, guys.
It felt like 15, but I enjoyed it.
Fantastic. That flew by.
The next song is going to be the Kindling Kind. I kind of have a crush on their lead singer. So if you're listening, this is Wild Child.
She's just a wild child.
Skeletons. This exhausting as new milk.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land famous for most juicy delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium, make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious five-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
We've all seen them. Salivating outside of a subway. You've told yourself, maybe next week or sometime soon. Every minute you wait, a stoner sobers up. This can lead him or her to make terrible decisions, like get a job, shower, or be productive. Millions of stoners die each day from soberness-related injuries. Others become maimed from activities such as doing things or trying to read. Without stoners, there wouldn't be anyone to laugh at Seth Rogen movies. This is Isaac. He's a 35-year-old man that still lives with his mother. Isaac frequently has difficulties acquiring sandwiches that are essential to his happiness. During dry times, Isaac can potentially have dramatic mood swings, causing madness that can lead to uncontrollable acts like punching a baby, bestiality, and watching Sex in the City DVD title screen for 14 hours at a time. But who cares? He's not your stoner. Why should you care? Because he is a stoner and he needs weed to stay happy. I'm Sarah McLaughlin, and for just pennies a day, you can assure that Isaac has the basic requirements he needs to get by. 90% of each dollar you spend goes directly towards crucial amenities like Doritos, Family Guy DVDs, and the grass that each stoner needs to live a fulfilling life. You'll most likely receive pictures of your stoner showing their progress. And there's a strong possibility your stoner will show up at your house at all hours to show you his grateful debt tapes. And that will give you a sense of personal gratification that you just can't buy. All you have to do is step up and say, I'm going to help this stoner. Because he needs you. To help him get high. This ad was paid for by Christian Stoner PC.
Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Much too long a time.
not the moving, but the girl I see each time I close my eyes. I met her out by the roadside, fake diamonds, pearls, and chain. Give my money to Candy by the side. Oh, the West Highway. She would love me when no one could. A story told was a secret kept. A friendly smile and a bleeding heart is all the world had left her with. Never showed her anything she hadn't seen before. Spent her days collecting hearts behind that motel door. I met her out on 81. Somehow she knew my name. Send my money to Candy by the side. On the West Highway. Well, she said the job was easy. Just lay down, arch your back, and I feel privileged just to know her. Surely kept. But I could drive a million miles on the high she leave me with. The brightest inside burned beyond her eyes. And I swear her everything I ever could call mine. I left her out on the edge of town, hanging on with all she had. Send my money to Candy by the side. Oh, the West Highway. Oh, the West Highway.
That was Candy on the Side of the West Highway by Horsehead?
Horsehead?
The Dimmer Twins?
There's a question mark? I think we should add a question mark to the back of the name.
It's official. There's a question mark now.
Horsehead?
It, done deal. Done deal.
That's good.
So Horsehead brings me to a question that has nothing to do with your music, just like every other question on this show. Horse meat. Some places it's a delicacy. Have you guys ever tried horse meat?
Never had it.
Nope. Never tried it.
It is so good. I've had it in most dog foods that I've poured milk into. And you always know when it's 100% horse.
What about a horse flavored tofu by chance? Like,
it they, probably exists, make, but I've never had.
I know in Japan they do horse sushi.
Mm. Every time I eat it, I
that's
have
hard
this,
to
like,
say. Say horse sushi five times horse, real fast.
Every time I eat horse sushi, I have this urge to gallop and eat oats.
It's true.
It's so weird. It's like eat like become.
You are what you eat, Sean.
Human flavored tofu. Have you ever tried it? By chance?
I haven't had that.
No. Hufu is a company that makes human-flavored tofu. Are you guys aware of that at all?
No.
This is the first I'm hearing it.
So is that for cannibal vegetarians? I don't understand the concept behind that.
I know, dude. It's so ironic.
That's so PC, man.
Yeah.
Who was the volunteer who was like, you know, I really, in order for you to get this more like human, I need you to taste me.
I don't know.
I think they probably did their testing like in the Amazon or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Basically it says that they're that they know for a fact that their tofu tastes exactly like human flesh, but they're not admitting to researching it. I think that that's where I'm at. They call their company is called the Healthy Human Flesh Alternative is their slogan, which is kind of creepy. Human flavored tofu, something you guys might try if they put it in front of you. Anybody curious what human flesh tastes like?
I try not to eat tofu at all.
I'm on the other hand, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll try anything within reason.
Uh-huh. You know,
I think all meals should contain red meat. And tofu is trying to push red meat off of the plates of, you know.
So, forget about the tofu.
People around the world.
If I just came in here with like a human side, would you eat some?
I'm going to say no.
I'm gonna go on and say definitely not.
Yeah, me neither. I think I'm interested in knowing what tofu or human flesh flavored tofu tastes like, though.
That seems more interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not. I don't know.
I feel like different.
I think they should freeze dry it and give it to the astronauts.
So you're opposed to it not because of the human flesh flavor, just because it's tofu.
It's the tofu
that's holding you back on that one.
Yeah,
that's fair.
They flavored a steak to human flavor, mm-hmm. might try that.
Now, I'm thinking, I mean, what if...
Hey, I have to jump on that. I'm sorry, Dan. I will provide you with a human-flavored steak. I'm going to, like, go to...
You already mentioned something about the human side. I'm not sure I trust it.
I'm going to go to sleep with it, like, tucked up under my grundle.
Gross! Don't go land smoky.
That's human flesh-flavored.
All right, moving on. So, you guys, four albums now, about to put out a new one. You know, what has been the best experience for you guys in being involved in Horsehead? If you had to pick like one thing, one show.
Opening for Elton John at Red Rocks.
Oh yeah?
Wow.
That's big. Big.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Did you meet him?
No. Nobody gets to meet Elton John.
Breeze. So is he
in one of the
right before Elton John or?
Yeah, right before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool, man.
Are you making this up?
Of course I am.
I think we all believe you.
Of course I am.
You are a jerk.
I think even Kevin was like,
it was Bette Midler.
I don't remember this.
How often do you?
That's
open
even more awesome.
It was Bette Midler. We backed her for the rose.
Are you guys huge in Colorado?
Time and space really don't matter to us.
Was Kris Kristofferson there?
He was. He actually came out and did a guest appearance on that song.
I don't know if you guys know, but Kris Kristofferson, Rhodes Scholar. Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Helicopter pilot, too.
Yeah. He did a little bit of everything, you know?
He was like a super cool guy in Blade.
Oh, he was amazing in Blade.
That is all I knew him for. And then I was like, he sings. Cool. Renaissance.
Well, another question concerning the last song. Spread my ashes in the Colorado River. Is that the correct lyric?
Yeah.
Which one? Because I don't know if you know, but there are several.
But there is a river named the Colorado River.
Yes, there are actually two of them.
Ooh.
You got me on that.
Two
one.
Colorado
you always learn something.
There's only one that I know.
On Radio Rubber.
Really?
which to the center of the universe, now we get a lesson.
Which direction, east to west or north to south?
North to south.
Okay, so through Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, you got it.
Awesome.
Actually, that song is about... I read this article a couple years ago. I didn't write the song until the end of last year, but a couple years ago I read this article about this guy that's a truck driver, and on his deathbed he left everything he had to a prostitute that he used to go see. And that's basically what the song's about. I mean, you know, I kind of made up the story, but or made up the particulars, but the story was true. It was like this guy just left everything, you know, he said, "All I got, just give it to her."
That's fantastic, dude. I love that song even more now.
I thought it was about Gary Ridgway.
It's about Gary Busey.
Oh.
Aren't all songs
even better,
about Gary
I know.
Busey.
I mean, written for Gary Busey.
Gary Busey has a thrilling music career.
He does.
All right, back to the human flavored tofu.
Yeah, actually, it is time to take a little break here, Tune. This is where we at. Where we at? This is Cardinal Compass with Born Homesick.
Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley. Radley Rockwell Man. The greatest rocker that ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh, yeah, man. Radio Rubber Room. And the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight. Every Thursday. On 102.9 FM.
Global warming is a serious problem. It can cause sweaty britches, most certainly leading to deadly crotch rot. That's why I use Cooling's Cooling Gel, the gel that generates a cooling effect that you can rub anywhere on your body. Apply Cooling Gel directly to the skin of any warm area and become immediately soothed as Cooling Gel goes to work for you, sending heat away from the body. It's so moist. Is that going to be too much? Rub it into the flesh. Cooling's Cooling Gel doesn't just cool you. Millions of tiny bubbles pop, creating a tingling sensation. That's just, great.
It feels so good.
you'll surely stay hydrated, as Cooling Gel's patented sweat barrier formula creates a long-lasting film that protects your pores. It's in my mouth. It's starting to get really cold. No more, please. No, seriously, no more, please. It's like 100 degrees out here. I'm freezing. Does it ever stop cooling? I think I'm getting frostbite. Long frigid winters bringing you down? Try Cooling's heating cream. It burns! It burns bad! My skin is blistering! Get it off of me!
Hi, I'm Chris Manzelli, and I'm the frontman for the hit multi-platinum record-selling band Midnight Venture. As a rock star, I know it can sometimes be hard trying to control myself while being ravaged by thousands of coked-up topless groupies. That's why I endorse the Chastity Condom.
Motherfucker!
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoof Co. The Chastity Condom is the only 100% effective male prophylactic on the market.
Jesus Christ on a 2x4!
Completely eliminate the threat of both unwanted pregnancies and STDs.
God, this really hurts!
The Chastity Condom is specially designed by lesbian scientists to prevent further procreation and male sexual stimulation.
I gotta get this thing off!
The Chastity Condom is green technology that proudly boasts construction from used and discarded rat trap scavenged from trash heaps around the world.
Okay, I think I got it. Son of a bitch!
Endorsed by the Vatican, the Chastity Condom is the only prophylactic that is an effective cure for chronic masturbation.
Oh, why did I do that?
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoof Co.
I think I need an ambulance.
Although Christopher Manzelli does own several guitars, he is not an actual rock star. No actual rock stars were injured in the making of this commercial.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show. Thank you.
told your mother about me too. There's no connection between me and you. You.
That was Sweet on You by Horsehead.
So who was that for specifically?
B.B. Buell.
Awesome. Yeah. You can find out more about Horsehead by going to their website, horseheadmusic.com. They also got an album, Sympathetic Vibrations. It comes out on Tuesday. Sounds pretty cool.
And Gallery 5, you guys are playing the album release party early.
Saturday night.
Saturday, yep. 8:45.
Yeah, and 8:45. 8, the doors open, right?
Yeah, doors are 8.
And sometime at the Camel later this month.
It's true.
Has anyone fact-checked that yet? Sean, are you on that?
Yeah, all over it.
Get on it.
Got the interns on it, bro.
You mean Roger? Roger's not an intern. Roger gets paid more to be here than we do.
We are all interns to Roger.
Yep, anything beyond nothing is more than we make.
Yes, I love it when I make not nothing.
So, other than opening for Elton John, though, like, you know, what is Horsehead to you guys? Like, how much do you love Horsehead?
Oh, man. A lot.
Yeah.
a lot.
Can you be more specific?
Specific. Man, we do it for, just like you guys, you know, we don't get paid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes back into doing something, you know, mm-hmm. Putting out records or traveling somewhere. If we do make something, it's very little. We've done it for a long time for just because we love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got excited about something. What's going on over there?
I know what our show is at the Camel.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
It's Wednesday, November the 28th. We'll be playing with Classic Monkey Shine, Flashlight Tag, and Sarah White.
Oh, nice. Did you...
At the Camel.
Did you look that up on the internet? Phone?
I did look it up on the interwebs.
The phone internet.
The Weber's apps.
Yes.
Maybe you guys will wander on over to the Republic and have a drink with us.
We can wander back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can meet in the middle at Emilio's.
It's unlikely Weber's. That we would meet you at Republic, mm-hmm. but I'll have to tell you why off the air.
Okay.
Okay. How about Emilio's? Meet in the middle at Emilio's?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Radio Rubber Room does not condone not liking the Republican.
We do not.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
We don't condone that.
We just can't go there.
Oh, I like that.
Kevin went crazy and you guys got kicked out one night, I'm sure. You did something crazy, man.
But, so did you guys we'll like incite a riot?
No comment.
Yes, okay. We'll leave it at that. But yeah, now, how if you're... I'm confused here because your album comes out next Tuesday.
Yeah.
But you're having the album release party on Saturday at Gallery 5. How does that work? Do people, like, prepay you for the album at the album release party?
They'll actually be able to buy it early at the album release.
So sign up...
Boom!
You know, sign up, get it mailed to them, or...
No, they can... We'll have them there.
Oh.
They'll be able to buy the discs... downloads won't be available until Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Now, if they want to buy,
so the physical copies will be in hand.
Yeah, and they will be
for purchase.
Yeah.
Now Tuesdays. That's like, you know, traditionally that's a big DVD release or VHS. Back in my day, it was called VHS.
Same with records. It's a big record release day too.
Mm-hmm. Oh really? Oh, I didn't. I always thought records were like Wednesday or Thursday.
No, they're Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Also, videos.
Music videos come out on Tuesday as well?
Video games.
Oh, video games.
Oh, I thought I was gonna, like, you're talking about videos, like music videos?
Yeah.
Like Blu-rays.
Always on Tuesdays?
Tuesday.
No, and let's talk a little bit too, because so you used Kickstarter to get a lot of the album done. We didn't talk about that much. What were some of the incentives for people to donate? And actually, how did the Kickstarter go?
It was definitely successful. You know, we reached our goal.
What was the goal?
It was $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And that we had done most of the tracking for the record. What that paid for was mastering, mixing, and mostly that and manufacturing, you know.
Yeah.
What were some of the tiers for?
It ranged anywhere from from just a digital download of the record before it comes out, to, there were some limited edition posters that we had printed out by Triple Stamp Press. They're beautiful posters. They did a really great job. To Kevin and I playing in somebody's house, to the whole band playing in somebody's house.
Oh, did somebody get that?
Somebody got the two of us.
The two of us.
Okay. Yeah. So the two was one tier and the whole band was another tier. No one hit that tier.
A little cheaper to get just the two of us.
What was the what were you guys going for?
I think we were
market value for you guys.
$500.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
So you're going to their house, like what they're going to throw a party, or is it just going to be like?
It'll be whatever they want.
The roommates.
We just show up.
Right.
Whatever they want to do. Well, within reason.
Yeah. Yeah. So they talked to you about it at all?
What they want to do? We're waiting to find out where it's going to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty cool idea. You know, they could throw a big party out of it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charge. They could probably charge like $20 at the door.
You might even get some like steaks out of it or something like that on the grill.
I like steaks.
I like steaks.
Or some hufu. Maybe I'll bring some. Yeah. Maybe I'll crash and bring you guys some hufu.
Yes.
So after that, you're probably going to keep it disclosed where it's going to be. I would advise that, actually.
Yeah. And Sean might bring
what's going to be.
Exactly.
Sean might bring a... Are you sure? Because Sean might bring a Grundle steak.
I might show up with a whole third grade class.
then I'll tell you the address right now. 555 First Street.
Oh,
anywhere
cool.
USA.
I feel like I've been there. I've been there before. It sounds so familiar.
So the Kickstarter was successful.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that what you guys are going to use for the next one? Or are you planning on the next one yet?
No,
or
we haven't.
Get past this step first.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the next one yet.
Yeah, we're just back into... Let's book some shows. Let's play some dates.
Mm-hmm.
In a mode now.
Now, material wise, is there some backlog material though that might start thinking?
I mean,
about
we're
soon,
always or? Writing,
mm-hmm.
but there's not a ton of backlog now.
Really? How big is the catalog? I mean, you got four albums.
We have four there. Records. We have 50 some songs.
So you have put out every song you guys have written, or every song you play live regularly?
Have we?
Yes.
I think we've put out every song.
We've put
that
out
we play
every
right
song now. We've ever written.
Wow, that is amazing. You guys have never written a song and been like, that was crap.
Yeah.
What did we just do?
You're like, this
no.
is.
No, we're just that.
Once
on.
Again.
You guys are perfect. Perfect.
John's like, I sweat talent.
I do rewrite songs 10 times, so.
Do you, like, spit into notebooks, fold them together, open it up, and lyrics are there?
Yes.
And they're just fantastic, right?
Have you been watching me?
That's. I'm actually an animal psychic, so.
It's so weird. I've been trying to do that. I put my boogers behind my headboard, and then I look at it, and it's like nothing. It just looks gross.
What do you want now? What are you wanting out of that?
I want to be able to like write a screenplay.
You gotta want it bad enough. That's all.
Now, have you tried eating them off of the back of the headboard?
Oh, I lick them right off. And then
my
I pour,
awkward meter just went up to 4.
I put them on my steak.
On your Grundle steaks?
I love Grundle steaks.
Booger and Grundle steaks.
The funny thing is that Sean was just actually picking his nose.
I've been collecting other people's boogers. I picked their boogers and then I put them in my own nostril. And I just wanted to make sure this one was there that I collected earlier.
It's like a booger transplant.
Yeah.
Sean's a booger surgeon.
I feel like you don't sound that. I feel like you sound more congested.
One day I'll have all the boogers. And then we'll be laughing.
All of us?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know who will be laughing.
They'll get a cold.
It'll be hard for you to laugh.
I feel like
you'll be so stuffed up.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to be stuffed up. You're going to have to blow your nose before you laugh.
I would never waste that many boogers. Into a napkin.
So you don't do that at all.
Sleeves for me, homie.
Wow.
Wow. I look forward to shaking all of your hands after this show.
Hey, guys.
How about we pound it? Just a little pound.
Then I'll just stick my knuckle up in there.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So we got a couple of minutes left. I hate to take this over and make this show about me, but this Friday we are doing my birthday bash at the Camel. The Nile. I'm sorry, the Nile. We're doing my birthday bash.
Super cool.
Yep, Splendid Sons will be opening. Brother Bill, and then a super secret musical guest. Should I let it slip on the show that nobody listens to?
No.
I shouldn't. Do you guys want me to?
Because people do listen.
Let it slip because I'm really excited about these.
Is it Elton John?
It's Bette Midler.
Oh my God,
Bette Midler.
She's performing the Rose in its entirety.
Yes. I'm hoping. I've invited her. I'm not. She hasn't responded, but I got that feeling. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
Send her 100 more invitations, bro. I don't think you should reveal.
I'm actually going to fillet a piece of my skin off. And write the invitation I'm on sure that she'll and send like it that. To her.
Yeah, with I friended her on Facebook. I'm sure she reads all my messages.
Speaking of birthdays, next week is Derek's before day.
Yes.
I'm thinking about getting him a big bag of crap. I was thinking about getting like a half a dead animal.
I don't know why.
So before,
don't condone that holiday at all.
Sean, do you want to tell them, we have a little bit of time, what the before day is so they can celebrate it?
The before day is the day before your friend's birthday when you can unleash the hate on them. And so it's you're totally to be, cool.
That is a terrible you're holiday.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, you have to be nice to people. Are always throwing it in your face. It's my birthday, dude. You got to be nice to me. So their before day, if you remember it, man, you can be awful, as awful as you want. It's probably the most brilliant holiday ever.
Treat them like a real pizza duty.
Pizza duty?
Yeah.
Delicious.
I want to be on pizza duty.
Well, I try to celebrate my birthday as little as possible, so I'm going to celebrate before day as little as possible as well.
You, Quinn Conks, you.
All right, well, that's about it, guys.
Yeah, enjoyed having you guys back.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's
thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Horseheadmusic.com. Check them out Tuesday. You can download the digital copy of their newest album and come out to Gallery 5 Saturday at 8 o'clock. Doors right. open. Yeah. You guys are playing with Matthew...
Matt Connor
and Grease Trigger.
Grease Trigger.
So that's going to be an awesome show. So what's the cover on that?
Seven.
$7. Yeah. It's worth every penny. And check them out. So Facebook, Twitter. Yeah. You guys are not on the Twitter, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are on the Twitter?
Check you guys got to promise me next time you guys come on the show, you open up the cryo gel cells.
Yeah.
Bring them. Get the next album.
Yeah. Got it.
Next
got
album.
It. Derek, just promise me that you won't have them on the show ever
again. And we'll bring Bette Midler.
And bring Bette Midler. Fantastic. If you can talk to Elton John, we'll have him on. Okay. If you still have like that connection going on.
Okay.
Deal?
Sounds good.
Deal. You got it.
Fantastic.
All right, well, that's it.
Go ahead, Dan.
What? This last song is Black Girls with Get All.
Ow! Shana.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than me!
feels hurt.
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go! You know, I got taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.